Today is the most glorious appearance of Lord Ram into this world. Everything that the Lord does is certainly very extraordinary, including his appearance also. It is said once when Maharaj Dasharath was performing a very great Rajasri Yajna, then it was going on full swing, suddenly Sumantra, his minister, immediately told the Brahmanas to stop the Yajna for a while. And he told Dasharath, now I remember one very important thought has come to my mind now. He said, long, long ago, when Dasharath was not even married, when he was a small boy, a brahmachari, in the court of his father, he said, I remember the Chatushkumaras, Sanat Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, all of them had come. And Sanat Kumar, he made a prediction that in future, Dasharath Maharaj will be married and there will be a very great Putrakameshti Yajna will be performed, after which the Supreme Lord will appear in this world. So this prediction I faintly remembered and just now it came to my mind. So he went and told Dasharath Maharaj. When Dasharath Maharaj heard it, immediately he went to the house of Vasishtha and said, I have spent almost 60% of my treasury in performing this Rajasu Yajna. So what Yajna am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to do Rajasu Yajna or am I supposed to do Putrakameshti Yajna? And I don't have enough funds to complete the other Yajna. Then immediately Vasishtha also remembered. He said, this is not a very expensive one, the Putrakameshti Yajna, but it requires a very highly qualified person to perform it. And Dasharath asked, who is that? Then he said, you have to get Rishyashranga, the very famous sage, son of Mrigirishi. He alone can perform this because he had been a very avowed brahmachari. He had not even seen a woman or heard a woman in his life. So later on, Dasharath, with all the seven Akshavani Senas, he goes to the kingdom of Romapad. Actually, Dasharath Maharaj had given his daughter in charity to Romapad Maharaj. Why? Because Romapad Maharaj had many sons, but he didn't have a daughter. He was longing for a daughter. But Dasharath had a daughter, but he was longing for a son. That's the way the world is. So he had given his daughter in charity to him. So they were actually good friends. So when Dasharath Maharaj went with all the senas, Romapad saw that Dasharath Maharaj is coming with all the army, seven Akshavani senas. So he raised a white flag and showed him and said, how are you coming to wage a war? And even if all your sena comes in, there is no place for all of them to sit. My kingdom is a small kingdom. And your seven Akshavani senas will have to just stand. They cannot lie down or sit anywhere. Why are you coming as if you are going to wage a war against me? Then Dasharath said, I have come for a very important purpose. I came to know that you have brought this Rishyashranga from the forest and now he is married to Shanta. So I am very keen that he is the only one qualified for performing this Putrakameshti Yajna. You should come. And Romapad said, no, I have already earned the wrath of his father, Mrigi Rishi or Vibhandak. He has told him that as soon as the child is born for his wife, immediately he should return back to the ashrama of his father and he should start performing his spiritual activities. So Dasharath said, no, at any cost I have to get him. You take me to him personally. I will go and request him. So he was taken to Rishyashranga. And then Dasharath Maharaj fell at his feet and said, Ashwamedha Yajna is going on, full swing, already. Now this is what my minister Sumantra said. You are the only one qualified for performing it and you must come. If you don't come, instead of putting Ashwa in the fire, I'll myself jump into it. He said, I'll commit suicide if you don't come. So with such a plea, he won the heart of Rishyashranga. And Rishyashranga agreed to come. But he said, he counted actually, 28th day from today will be the delivery of the child, of his wife. So he said, and 24 days I have my duties here. So exactly 4 days are there in between. So I will come there and perform it. And then I will return back. Exactly the time was suitable. So Rishyashringa came and performed this Putrakameshti Yajna by creating another Yajna by the side of Rajso Yajna, parallelly. And when he was doing it, it is said, a very huge Yajna Purusha came out from earth to sky, whose complexion was blackish. He came and he came with a huge vessel, such a huge vessel of sweet rice. So Lord Vishnu was also residing inside that vessel. When Dasharatha Maharaj saw, he was very happy on one hand. On the other hand, he became a little surprised. He asked Vasishtha and other rishis, what is this? He is carrying such a huge pot of sweet rice. How can my wives eat that? So then Vasishtha said, better you ask Rishyashringa only. So he asked Rishyashringa. Rishyashringa asked that Yajna Purusha, you are offering such a huge vessel of sweet rice, like a big truck. So when Rishyashringa inquired from him, that Yajna Purusha said, I have tried my best to contract it as much as possible. I cannot make it smaller than this. Because the personality inside is the greatest personality in the whole universe. You cannot make him small. He is extremely potent. Rishyashringa understood. Then he said, he quoted the famous shloka, Aniyoraniyan Mahato Mahiyan, that verse from the Upanishad. Then immediately the pot contracted and it became small, fit enough to be given to the wives of Dasharatha. At that time Rishyashringa said, the Lord is the greatest, He is infinite, and we are infinitesimal. But in order for us to be able to access Him and express our love for Him and serve Him, the Lord becomes like a small archa vigraha. So He is easily accessible to us, just to favor His devotees. Similarly, although the Lord is the greatest, you cannot make Him small at all. But He becomes small out of love for His devotees. So by the request of Rishyashringa, the Lord agreed to become a small pot of sweet rice. And then he was fed to their respective queens and the glorious personalities, Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna, all were born. It is said Ram and Lakshman were so intimately united with each other, they were inseparable practically. Similarly, Bharat and Shatrughna also. And when Lord comes, although he looks like a small child, a small boy, he is the same personality of Godhead. As soon as Dasharath went and admitted Ram and Lakshman in the Gurukula, on the first day, Dasharath was very eager to see how they hold the bow and everything. And Vasishtha gave them a seat to sit, elevated seat. And he found that Dasharatha was still sitting there. And he asked Dasharath, sir, what are you doing here in the ashram? Dasharath said, it is very natural for any father to want to see the son, how he holds the bow and arrow, how he is beginning his education. I am a little curious to see. Then Vasishtha said, that may be true. Any parent may want to see their children doing all that. But it is not natural for a parent to get a child by eating sweet rice. So your children are born in an unnatural way. So you have no right to watch how I am teaching them. So I would request you to kindly quit the place. So he told Dasharatha to quit, and Dasharatha also smiled and he left the place. After he left the place, Vasishtha closed the door of the ashram. And then he washed the feet of the Lord. He circumambulated 3 times. And then he bowed down to his lotus feet and said, my dear Lord, every time you come, you accept some rishi or muni as your guru, as if you don't know anything. When you come as Krishna, you accept Sandipani Muni. In every life, every avatar when you come. And now you have placed this responsibility on me as if I am your teacher. But I will do this drama to please you. He said, in this way, we find Jarma Karma Chame Divyam, Yevam Yo Veti Tattvata. Lord's activities are all divya or divine, transcendental. He does these activities to for various reasons. He behaves like, especially like a human being when he comes as Ram, in order to set an example for all the human beings, how they should live. He accepted the Ekapatni Vrat. Although he has innumerable living entities in the sky who act as consorts when he is Krishna. Or Vishnu, Lakshmi Sahasra Shat Sambrahma Sevyamanam. But still, Lord actually accepts many vows to teach a human being how a human being should behave when he comes as Lord Ram. So he's called as the Maryada Purushottam. So today during the day and in the evening, we will learn many, many valuable lessons from the life of Lord Ram and his most surrendered devotee, Lakshman, and Mother Sita. Because of the deep impression large pastimes of Ramayana had in the life of Indians, even today, it is very difficult for the Western civilization to break through the lives of the Indians, especially following this deep-rooted culture of chastity to the husband, husband how he treats his wife, and brothers how they treat each other. This culture has become deeply ingrained in the hearts of the Indians. And it is very important for us to read again and again and remind each other about the wonderful pastimes of Lord Rama, so that we can remain awakened in our connection to the Lord, eternal connection to the Lord, and also to apply the most valuable lessons that he comes to teach in this world. Sri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, let's offer a